The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
One of my favorite places in the world, in the entire universe.
Because, of course, you've been to Mars, Mercury, and Venus.
I've traveled fairly extensively.
No, you have. You have.
But one of the places that is close to my heart is a place that is run by a very dear friend of mine in the form, and I'm going to ask you to please step in close to the microphone, Mr. Nick Griffin.
Good morning again, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Hello, Nick.
Simon.
Nick Griffin is the general manager of the Thornybush Collection.
Managing director.
So there.
Excuse me.
Oh. Yo. Okay. Sorry. Okay. That was called a galloping.
No, it wasn't.
Don't make that mistake again.
I will never make that mistake again. I've been going to Thornybush for jeepers. I don't know how many years, Nick. How long has the reserve been going? Because how long have you been there?
Easily 20 years, I would imagine.
I've been there 11 years.
You've been there 11 years. And I knew you before that, when you were still with
Avis.
Avis, with my dear friend Glenn van Heerden.
Correct.
Who is also part of Thornybush Collection.
So he really was the only person to call in this particular situation.
Yes, yeah. Because we got an email from Kyra Elliman. Morning, Kyra.
Good morning.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tell me about Granny.
So my granny has dedicated her time and her life to basically helping my siblings and I and my cousins just to do everything that we possibly need. School runs, studying, she makes biscuits with us. She taught us all how to bake and all how to cook. And unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And I just think that she just deserves everything. I want all her wishes to come true.
Okay, there are two things in the email and out of this conversation that touched my heart. One is she baked biscuits. I remember doing that with my mom before we went down for Christmas at the Fish River. Mm-hmm. When we were in Grahamstown, we would bake what my mom called soda biscuits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we would bake hundreds of them to make sure that we had enough biscuits down at the sea over Christmas. And the other thing is that she wants to go back to the bush.
Yes, desperately.
And the way you said that was that it's the only thing on her bucket list is to go one more time.
Yes, yes, that's what she's always said.
They're on a state pension, Granny and Grandpa.
Yes.
And that is why we hauled Nick Griffin into the studio. You've never seen me crying.
Jeremy, I've never seen this. My goodness me.
Yeah.
Between you and Sam. This is the most touching story. It really is extraordinary. And it reminds me that this is one of the nice parts of my job.
You can
help such a needy cause.
Yeah.
We'd like to invite them to Thornybush. Now, as you know, we've got 12 lodges, three of which are five-star lodges. I think
Thank
that they
you
should
so
go
much.
To Thornybush Game Lodge, which has just been refurbished. We'll give you two luxury suites for three nights. So four of you can go up. And we're going to spoil you rotten. And you know,
we appreciate this so much.
We've taken down the eastern boundary 27-kilometer fence, so we're now open to Kruger. So the variety of game is quite extraordinary. So you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. And we're going
to
thank Granny and Granddad for all they've done.
Kyra, I can promise you, having been to this particular lodge on numerous occasions, they do spoil, pamper, they over-deliver on every single thing that they do. And Granny is going to be blown away by this. Because
I'm actually standing outside her house now.
Are you kidding?
In that case, what are you standing outside for? Walk straight in and give her the phone. My word, move, okay. Child.
Okay, hang on. Yes, she is.
Jill?
Hello?
Jill?
Yes?
It's Jeremy Mansfield speaking. How are you?
I don't know. What are you phoning me for?
We're phoning you because Kyra wanted you to go to the bush once again.
Oh, my God.
And Nick Griffin from Thorny Bush is sitting in the studio, and he has turned around and said that they are going to put you and Granddad and Kyra and hubby up for 3 nights in luxury suites at Thorny Bush Reserve in adjoining the Kruger in the Thorny Bush Conservancy.
God, I can't believe it. I can't speak. I don't know what to say.
Well, can you tell us that your diary's open in the second week in January?
My diary's always open. I've got nowhere to go.
Well, now you have.
When were you lost in the bush?
God, 10 years ago, maybe more.
Wow. Oh, okay, right. You know what, Jill, you are going to be pampered, as we said to Kyra. You are going to be pampered the only way that the Thorny Bush Collection can pamper people who come into their property and are part of their family. And you will have the most magnificent experience.
Oh, but why?
Because I think you've put an awful lot into looking after others, and it's time that we looked after you.
There we go. Nick Griffin just said it perfectly.
Okay.
That's it.
And I'm terribly ill, but I'd love to go to the game. I'd love to go.
Jill, you're going, courtesy of Kyra and Thorny Bush.
What are the arrangements? You make it with Kyra.
Don't you worry about a thing.
You don't worry about a thing. Everything will be sorted out. Don't you even worry about a thing. Just know that you're going back to the bush, my darling.
Oh, wow. That's going to be fabulous.
You've got a wonderful, wonderful family.
Yeah.
I know that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And tell the Thorny Bush Party, I can't wait to meet him.
Great pleasure. Look after yourself. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And look forward to welcoming you to the Thorny Bush Group in the middle
of
January.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye.
Nick Griffin, thank you very much.
Not at all. Great pleasure. It's extraordinary what you guys get up to. And Samantha is pouring with tears.
She is.
What a wonderful way to look forward to Christmas.
Helping hey, Noodle.
Yes.
You are. She is. Sam usually holds it together on behalf of both of us.
I just think...
But every now and again, she also does a little bit of a tearful moment, like I do.
I just think when she said, "What have I done?" And I don't think grandparents realize what they do. You know, all the lessons that they teach you, and it's not just biscuits, it's discipline, and it's showing, it's telling you stories about your history that your parents don't even realize you don't know. And it's old photograph albums and letters.
And unconditional.
And unconditional.
Yeah.
So those are all the things you did, Jill Ellerman. And this is just a small way of saying it didn't go unnoticed.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And I can say it to you. I love you. And you know that.
He's crying as well.
Yes. And all I want you to say is, I love you back, Jim.
Indeed I do, Jim.
Thank you to the Thorny Bush Collection for making another Christmas wish come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.